Elise Stefanik grips potential indictment of Trump. Attempt to silence and suppress the will of the voters. By Wendell Hasebo on March 18, 2023. House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik, RNY, the first member of the House or Senate leadership to endorse former President Donald Trump's bid for president, ripped the anticipated arrest of Trump as a politically motivated attack by leftist prosecutors like Alvin Bragg and their socialist allies because the Democrats cannot beat President Trump at the ballot box. In a statement issued Saturday, Stefanik warned any indictment would ultimately boost Trump with support heading into the 2024 election cycle. What these corrupt leftist prosecutors like Alvin Bragg and their socialist allies fail to understand is that America First patriots have never been so energized to exercise their constitutional rights to peacefully organize and vote at the ballot box to save our great republic, she said. This is un-American and the radical left has reached a dangerous new low of third world countries, Stefanik continued. Knowing they cannot beat President Trump at the ballot box, the radical left will now follow the lead of socialist dictators and reportedly arrest President Trump, the leading Republican candidate for President of the United States. Stefanik also explained Trump's expectation that he will be arrested on Tuesday is just a continuation of the disgraceful and unconstitutional pattern going back to the illegal Russian collusion hoax to attempt to silence and suppress the will of the voters who support President Trump and the America First movement. On Saturday, Trump said he expects to be arrested on Tuesday based on illegal leaks from the Manhattan District Attorney's Office, which is investigating Trump's alleged role in hush money paid to Stormy Daniels. Legal experts believe the prosecutor's case against Trump is shaky. The case is legally pathetic, Jonathan Turley, the Shapiro Professor of Public Interest Law at George Washington University, said. Bragg is struggling to twist state laws to effectively prosecute a federal case long ago rejected by the Justice Department against Trump over his payment of hush money to former stripper Stormy Daniels, he wrote in The Hill. It is extremely difficult to show that paying money to cover up an embarrassing affair was done for election purposes as opposed to an array of obvious other reasons, from protecting a celebrity's reputation to preserving a marriage. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.